Christmas Eve, and she took a bite from the apple. And the story ain't this dissimilar. Many, 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 many moons later, she'd be deceived by a very own traitor. And he went even my type on paper. So sweet poetry he would write. It's a WhatsApp Shakespeare killer, we call him. Lies with the climbing to your bedroom door. Now you're fighting for your life on your bedroom floor. And then a devil did send him hot a blue black venom. My mother knew when she met him. Wolf in sheep's clothes, all but in this case, denim. Cold blood felon. Oh, I'm more than on the ghost of her daughter. Just barely. Grandma had to bring her Bible. Sister wanna hunt him down, but only Jesus can save him now. Like Lazarus, I did rise. A miracle she could survive. Lost accent in the dead of the night when the light in her eyes left with him. Post his earrings, go get him. Oh, our mother would then mourn the ghost of her daughter. Lead me in like a lamb to the slaughter. Yeah, yeah. Sounds very dramatic, don't it? A modern day tragedy, I call it. Not with thy flesh, but with thy words, he would. He's a cursive kisser. He romance. On me, on me, on me. Romeo, no. I was a fool to love you then. Juliet must run. Juliet must vanish. Cut him off savage, he must be banished. What's up, Shakespeare? Run, Juliet, run, Juliet, run. Silence on notifications. Forward this text to at least 10 people blinking. I was, I bleed from thy tongue. His weapons of mass seduction. My midsummer night. Romeo fraud, he's a 6'2 sick mother, 5 months minimum recovery. From a sweet lie to the all-out Shakespearean voice notary. Though I'd like to clarify, no one did die in the story. But I didn't side when I found out I was one of 7 other leading ladies starring in the new romantic thriller. Oh, he's a cursive kisser. Once I lived in the palm of his hand. And at the time, how could I understand? Why now I ask you to forward this message or face 7 months sadness?
You better run. Stick it to the man. You better run while you can. Fuck you, who's outside? Must learn the art of air time. You never must reply. You must take the chance of this paper.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
I'm Sophie.
And I'm Garrett.
And we are DJ Gooped.
And DJ Gagged.
Which means that this is Gooped and Gagged, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Beautiful as always.
Indeed.
Just like you.
Aw, thanks. And just like that first song.
Yeah, that was the WhatsApp Shakespeare by Ray.
Who we've been playing a lot of lately.
We've been playing a lot of. And let's just say she's achieved triple platinum on my Spotify. Specifically with this album. Yes.
I really like that song.
It's like such a crazy combo of like, it's not really full like rap, but like a little more like hip hop.
Mm-hmm. But also like big band still.
But big band and like... I think that one's also a little more jazzy.
Yeah.
Especially by the end than some of our other songs on the album.
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
But so, I
one
also
of
just
my
like,
favorites so far.
Yeah. I also just like the name.
Yes.
Because like The WhatsApp Shakespeare.
The WhatsApp Shakespeare.
Yeah, more like the Hinge Shakespeare. But we're going to go right into another Ray song, which has also been going like quintuple platinum.
This specific song?
This specific song has been the one that's been played the most over the past week for me. It is Lifeboat, which, like, I mean, y'all will see what it is. It's kind of like, why is this the one?
Uh-huh.
But, like, y'all know I have a weakness for some, like, dance beats.
All right. Well, I'm excited
so
to
experience.
Hear it.
Experience. Lifeboat.
Enjoy.
Don't work too hard. Have a rest.
I never give up.
Never give up.
Never.
Many times I've been disappointed, many times I've been failed, many times. Whether you're going through darkness, there's a future, there's a way forward, there's hope.
You know how I do this. I'm not giving up.
We will make it.
I'm not giving up.
I'm not giving up yet.
I'm not giving up yet.
Don't know how I'll get there. I'm not
giving up yet.
I'm not giving up.
I'm not giving up yet.
You cried yourself an ocean, trying not to drown in it. Not to drown in it. You might not believe. You might not believe it. But I need you to speak it.
Never give up.
Say it like
I'm in
the air.
I'm not giving up yet.
Sing it.
I said I'm not giving up yet.
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 He sees
I'm not giving up yet.
I'm not giving up yet. I'm not giving up yet.
This life ain't easy.
I'm not giving up yet. I'm not giving up yet.
But I'm not giving up yet.
I'm not giving up yet.
I'm not giving up yet.
All right. That was Lifeboat by Ray.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
I say that as if I made the song, but...
But you did pick it.
I mean, I was one of the voices, actually.
No way. I can totally believe that.
Yeah.
I've heard you sing.
I was one of the ones that said, I'm not giving up yet.
I could hear that now. Now I have to listen to it again.
Yeah, so 100%.
Yeah, okay. 100%. Well, good job.
Thank you.
Well, I had some struggles picking music this week. Oh, okay. We both made our playlist very last minute. About an hour ago. But I feel like I just haven't known what to listen to lately. But that being said, this next song is a song that I've been listening to on repeat for the past few days.
Oh, I'm very excited.
And it's called Summer Storm, one word, by the Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Girl, get out of here.
And then you're going to hear Goodbye by the Sundays.
The name is really giving, what was it? Possum love?
Muskrat love?
Muskrat love.
How could you get that wrong? Sorry. Hello?
Muskrat love, Captain and Tennille.
No, this is the Squirrel Nut Zippers. I have played one of their Christmas songs before, I think.
Oh.
Carolina Christmas.
Yes. That name sounds familiar.
They're fun. I like their music a lot.
Is it related to Captain and Tennille?
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, let's just roll the music.
But enjoy Summer Storm and then Goodbye by the Sundays.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Alrighty, you just heard Goodbye by the Sundays, and before that was Summer Storm by Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Yeah, you know, Sophie, I really didn't see the connection between that and Captain and Tennille, so I don't know why you would lie to me about it.
Are muskrats rodents?
Probably.
I'm going to look it up. Mm. Are muskrats rodents?
You know what?
Yes, so there's the connection. Squirrel, muskrat.
You know what? You are so right.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, I bet you got that from Wikipedia, which has become my new favorite site to play my new favorite game, Wikipedia Speedruns.
Is that where you try to go from like one term to the next?
I found a website. I have an account.
That's amazing.
So I'm on the leaderboard, not high up, but I'm on there somewhere. It is fun.
We should race.
They did one from, his name was like James Wales to Wales.
The country of Wales.
No, the animal.
Oh.
But like James Wales was one of the founders of Wikipedia.
Wow.
It was quite fun.
That's super fun.
I enjoyed myself.
Recommend
Wikipedia. Yeah, maybe I should put that on my IGL mystery date thing.
I
like Wikipedia.
We will find any games to play that's not doing our homework. Yeah.
Literally.
You should see the variety of games we play.
Yeah. Me when I say I'm going to do a senior thesis, but I can't get myself off like
Wikipedia speeder. You know, it's okay.
Yeah. But we're gonna switch up the genre a little bit, I think, musically. I got literally like an Instagram ad for a concert, literally at the Crystal Ballroom in Somerville, which is in Davis for all of our listeners. Mm-hmm. Crystal Ballroom. I've actually never been inside, but it's for a Ukrainian band I know called Yagody.
Very cool.
Not sure if I'm going because I don't have much money, but it's in the consideration. So if you like what you hear, you should consider on April 19th at 7:30 p.m. But this is Tsunamiya and then Brahmaya by Yagody.
Enjoy.
Bye. Yo, 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 yo. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk when you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Great. That one started with like a little couplet. Almost.
I know. I
a
was
a bar.
I almost broke and started laughing. because I was like, am I about to read poetry?
Yes. I think more of the PSAs should be written in verse, actually.
I agree.
Yeah. We should write sonnets, PSA sonnets. But also, I agree. I took the T a lot last weekend, and often we waited so long for the T that I was like, we probably could have walked there by now.
I am. It's just so hard to walk from Tufts itself.
Yeah, I mean, it's far from Tufts.
Yeah. But like once you're in Boston.
Once you're in Boston, it's so easy to get around. But the tea is pretty good.
Yeah. When I was in Albania, I often, like, when I was alone and wasn't with people who just wanted to take cabs, which was reasonable because sometimes it was late.
Yeah.
Like, I would just, like, walk instead of, like, you know, getting a tab or even taking the public transit. And genuinely, like, you can cross, like, Tirana in, like, 45 minutes.
That's
and
awesome.
It was, like, it was glorious.
I'm trying to convince Lily, our friend, someday to walk with me from Smuffa back to Tufts on a nice day. We could walk, you know, through Boston Common, stop for a picnic.
Through Boston Common?
Yeah, we're going to go, like, woo.
Why wouldn't you just, like, go north?
Because we want to go through Boston Commons and stop for a picnic, clearly.
What time are you leaving Smuffa?
I don't know, like when we get out of class.
How long is this going to take? I would
not
join,
Not that
though.
Long. Genuinely not that long. I think it's really not as far as you would think.
Yeah, actually, I could see the Fenway to Boston Commons isn't too bad. But I feel like once you get into, like, Cambridge, it's just so much residential.
Yeah.
But it just feels farther.
Let me map.
Okay. But what do we have in the meantime while we map out?
Next up, we have Eye on the Bat by Pale Hound and then Roadhead by Japanese Breakfast. It's only 5.6 miles.
What?
Yeah.
From where?
From... That's straight from Smuffa to here, to Lewis.
Oh, that's like a 2-hour walk.
Yeah.
That's like maybe an hour and a half even.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
it's so doable.
Yeah. If you're open, if you're open to more adventurers.
Yes. I feel like at the end of the semester when it's like hopefully, cross our fingers, warmer, sunny.
Yes.
Less stressful.
Less windy.
Would be nice.
Indeed.
Would be nice. Okay, yeah, so you're about to hear Eye on the Bat by Pale Hound and Roadhead by Japanese Breakfast. Enjoy!
Those are
Okay.
You got a little teaser.
That was Roadhead by Japanese Breakfast, and before that was Eye on the Bat by Pale Hound.
Enjoy.
Yay.
Thumb up.
Thumb up.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Sorry. I just remembered that a new Star Wars show premiered today.
Okay.
Sorry. I just was like... Sorry, there really wasn't worth gasping about, but it just like popped was into
it
my head.
Is it the Mandalorian and Grogu one or whatever?
No, that's a movie.
Oh, that's a movie.
In
okay.
May. This is about Darth Maul.
Okay. Is he the red one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, just so you know, he survives falling down that shaft after getting cut in half.
What?
So, yeah. He's a lot more lore now.
Oh.
But I think I'll watch it. Tomorrow. I need to do a reading tonight and go to bed.
How many hours collectively of Star Wars exist in the world? Many.
Visual media?
Visual.
Well over.
And you've watched a lot.
I'd say at least a week.
Yeah, I believe it.
Of like constant contact.
Yes.
With all the TV shows. And I mean, it's like at least a solid year of content. Of like constant content, if you're including like the books.
Mm.
Maybe a few years. Especially if you're including the comics.
Wow.
And building all the Lego sets.
How many wars can there be in the stars?
A lot.
I guess so.
Listen, when the extra galactic plant-based people invade the galaxy.
Intergalactic planetary. Okay, continue.
Actually, let's just go to the next music because clearly you're not entertained by my nerd out. It's time to nerd out or whatever everyone was saying.
Planetary, intergalactic.
You know, this is quite timely with the rocket launch.
Exactly.
And they're in space. And that's a scary thing.
Yeah.
But period.
What's next?
Yeah. So, shout out gay people because we're playing Slater.
That's Sorry. With three Y's. Slater.
Yeah. Sorry, I just got a notification that my brother booked a flight from Tashkent, Kyrgyzstan, to Warsaw, Poland.
Why are you getting notifications for this?
Because we have an app.
Okay.
But two songs by Slater, Crank, and then Yes God with three Ds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
I'm getting tweaky, I'm heading out, bitch, I'm onto something. I straight
That was quite the vibe switch.
Yeah. But that was Crank It and Yes God by Slater.
Slater. See you, Slater, alligator. Yeah.
I know she's performing as one. It's like Penn State kind of got a like crazy like spring fling concert style lineup.
Oh, really?
Because they have Zara Larsson and Slater.
Whoa.
So the gay people are out.
That's crazy. It seems like Zara Larsson's, she's doing like a college tour.
Yeah, she is like at least like 4 or 5 colleges booked.
Because she's going to Yale also.
Yale, Quinnipiac. Yeah. Penn State, and I think one more.
Wow.
So, like, not us, but, like, I don't care. I did DM her, though.
Zara Larsson.
Yes.
Good job.
Thank you.
All right, next up, we've got Rich Man by Vampire Weekend, and then Forever Lover by Chinese American Bear.
Aww.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
And then we'll come back to
boy.
Say goodbye.
Boy, boy.
Satisfied mind, and I'm the one. 100 to 1 says I wouldn't react, but I'm the one in 100 who would swing right back. Yes, I'm the one. Thousands of steps and staircases to climb, thousands of men you're most likely to climb, and yet I'm the one. 10,001, could I possibly bet? I'm compelled by your love and I haven't lost yet. Clearly you're the one. $10 million is all that you got, you won't be the one. Hundreds of millions of papers to sign, hundreds of millions of souls left behind, and yet we're the ones. 1 billion to 1, don't the odds make you sick? To be 1 in a billion's a terrible trick, you're the wretched one.
I want to say forever is a long, long time. I want to say forever.
You just heard Forever Lover by Chinese American Bear, and before that was Rich Man by Vampire Weekend.
Beautiful.
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 Yeah.
But that time
is rapidly approaching.
Rapidly approaching. We only have like 4 shows left.
Don't say that.
I know.
Then we're going to be gone.
And then we won't be here in the fall.
We won't be here until January 2027. Seven.
That's a gross year.
I think it completely is a gross year.
Yeah. But as a reminder, this has been Gooped and Gagged, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. Make sure to stick around for the next show.
Mm-hmm.
Keep tuning into WMFO 24/7.
Yes, and absolutely tune back in this time next week.
This time next week.
For more Gooped and Gagged. If you enjoyed being flung around between different musical genres.
Yes, yes. Sorry, yes. I'm tired.
We're both tired.
Yeah, it's been... We were walking here and we were like, I can't believe it's only Monday.
It's only Monday.
Like, I only had one class today and I'm already done.
I had 3. I know I keep saying it too, but like, I need it to be warm. I'm so sick of putting on my winter coat. It's April. There are no leaves. It's starting to flower, though.
That's true.
Luckily.
I know. I'm just ready for the cherry blossoms.
Yes.
But, you know, maybe a certain someone can help bring on the warmth a little bit. Little dance beat. Because we're going back to Slater.
Slater.
And this is... Wait, I don't remember.
It's called Beat Up Chanel's.
Beat Up Chanel's. I knew it the whole time. This has been like... In interviews, she's been like, yeah, this is my, like, lyricism moment. So,
okay,
pay attention. Unless you're driving, then pay attention to the road. I don't know why I said
PSA.
That. Another
PSA.
Another PSA.
And enjoy.
Enjoy.
And have a good week.
Bye.
coming back.